Here with Larry Goshorn. It's been a while, and it's certainly been a while since we've heard music from you.
Yes, that's true.
I Wish I Could Fly is the name of the brand new CD. I love the title. Where'd the tune come from?
I wrote the song 10 years ago, and I really don't know where it came from. My process of writing, especially on this particular album, every song came to me fully written, and I had to just pick up a guitar and teach it how to play it.
Nice when that happens.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing. I mean, not one of the songs took more than 20 minutes, and they just came to me fully developed. That's always been my favorite type of song for me, and always the most popular, too.
So that one goes back 10 years. What are the kind of scope of the rest of them? Are there any brand new tunes here?
Yeah, five of them were written in February 2014, and four of them were written in 2005, and one of them was written in 1980, when my children were born, Elizabeth and Chance, which is the bluegrass. But I really didn't have the bluegrass players. I was living out in California, and I didn't have the bluegrass players available. So it's taken me this long to finally get around to it.
Who are the bluegrass players while we're listening to a little bit of Elizabeth and Chance?
Yeah, it's Harold Kennedy plays great banjo on the thing. Mark Daly plays mandolin. Bob Nyswanger plays the bass. And Harold and I do the guitars. Oh, also, John David Call from Pure Prairie League played on the pedal steel.
Beautiful sound on that, Elizabeth and Chance.
Now in my mind, there's no more crying, thanks to you, Elizabeth and Chance.
My favorites have changed over probably three or four times. I had this, Elizabeth and Chance was a fave for a long time, but it recently has switched to the very poignant tune called The Veteran.
Yeah.
Am I mistaken? Was your brother Danny, is he a veteran?
Well, he is.
Wasn't he in the service?
He was in the service, but he never saw action, fortunately for him, because it was Vietnam War time. And a lot of the guys that I knew came back like that song. The reason I wrote that song, I think really, when I was living across the street from the Grateful Dead roadies, a couple of the Grateful Dead lived across the street, and one of their neighbors had been in the Vietnam War, and one night I was sitting on the porch or something, and I heard this yelling coming from his house, and I went over to his house and said, is everything okay? And he was like throwing bottles and breaking them, and he was just going on a rant. He'd been drinking tequila all day, and he told me this story about how he was in the war, and his job was as an interrogator, and he had taken up a lot of these prisoners in helicopters to about 1,000 feet. And he would just take the first one and throw him out the door so that the rest of them would talk. And it turned out, from what he told me that night, I don't know if it's true or not, but it was true to him. He threw them all out no matter whether they told him what he wanted or not. And now he was living with the memory of that. And he was just a hollow person. I mean, he was so broken. And I've met a lot of Vietnam veterans and World War II veterans in my time, including my own father. And it just seems they're broken men a lot of times, and it doesn't always hit them when they're young, later on.
It's very hard to come back, if ever.
Very difficult. And how hard would it be to be taught how to kill, and that's what you do every day for 2 years or whatever, and then they send you home and say, okay, go get a job as a carpenter or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very difficult, and a lot of guys just don't make it.
It's called The Veteran. Let's listen to some of this brand-new Larry Goshorn music.
He's not as strong as he used to be. The days of his youth are a dim memory. There's an ache in his bones and a creak in his knees and a terrible yearning for what used to be. Behind locked doors, he sits in his chair with a comforter pulled to his chin. He's a veteran of the Vietnam War. Sometimes he lives it all over again.
That's The Veteran. We're visiting with Larry Goshorn. Brand new CD from Larry called I Wish I Could Fly. The veteran, you told me about it. When does it date from? Is it a rather old one or is it pretty new with old memories?
Actually, I wrote it in 2005. And I had a spurt of energy in 2005 and wrote four or five songs that just really struck me. And I recorded them at that time with a friend of mine called Brian Allen Smith, who had just come off the road with Keb Mo as his road manager. And he put together a studio, and he had just started working with an engineer, Phil Combs, who had no experience at the time, but was really adept at learning, and he wanted to know how to record. So Brian offered me free studio time if I would help with his engineer, because at the time he was going to start a studio. So we did six or seven songs. Some of them were songs that I had written years ago, and some of them were brand new. But at the time, I was going through some personal things that just prevented me from performing. I just wasn't very good, so I decided to shelve it, and I put it aside for 10 years. And then I got back together with Marcos Sastry, over at his studio, and I recorded the ones that I had written in February. I wrote five songs in 5 days, and two of them in 1 day. It was actually 4 days. But I felt like it's time to get these down because my health was not good at all. And I wasn't even sure I was going to be able to do it because I was pretty sick. But what I did was I went in when Marcos had the time and I had the energy. I went in and put down just myself and an acoustic guitar. And I had the idea of what I was going to add to it and so forth. I got those all down, all the basic tracks down. And then I took the ones that I had recorded with Brian Allen Smith and Phil Combs, and I put them all on the same thing, and took the one Elizabeth and Chance that I had written in 1980 and recorded that with those great musicians.
At Marcos' place?
I actually went out to a place called Fat Track Studios, and Rob Nadler is the engineer and owner, and he's a really good guitar player, been around for a long time. And he has a large control room. I knew I wanted to get in pedal steel guitar and piano. And I didn't want to have to sit out in the studio with him while I did it. I wanted to be right there next to him. And his control room was big enough that I could do that. So I had Steve Schmidt come in, and I had John David Call come in. And the musicians just played great on this thing.
Sure did.
Adam Scovanner on bass and Bam Powell, who, being a songwriter himself, really knows how to make a song feel like a song. Timmy played great slide guitar, and everybody was just really excellent on this thing.
Timmy and Kimmy. Kim's got a songwriting credit on here. Tell me how that came.
She does. I was sitting there, and all the songs just flowed immediately. And this song was almost finished, except I couldn't figure out how to finish this one line, and I just get to this line and it would just blank out, but I couldn't figure out what to do. And she walked in and she said, "Well, why don't you just repeat what you did before that and use these words?" And it was like, "Hey, that's perfect." And she threw in one other line, and that was enough for me to give her full credit, because I don't think I would have finished it without her.
We've been visiting with Larry Goshorn. His new CD is available a couple of different spots. Everybody's in Shake It.
Everybody's in Shake It. At this point, eventually I want to go on to iTunes and all that. But all I wanted to do in the beginning was just get it out there to the Cincinnati people. It's more about getting the music out of shirt, not about making money. But I've made enough money that, you know, I've made about $100 off of this thing. So
hey,
I'm feeling pretty sick.
Hey, buddy. Well, it sounds magnificent. Thanks so much. It's real good to hear you again, and this is just a dandy CD. I really love it.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm really glad to hear that. I'm proud of it. I feel like it's some of my best work ever. So.
I do believe it is. Larry, thank you so much. Great to visit with you.
Thank you very much.
For Around Cincinnati with Larry Goshorn, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
She's my kind of girl. She's an angel with a little bit of devil inside. The walk in the park is she.